producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking to Will, then we're going to Chris and Abu and another Chris and Anthony. Thanks for holding, guys. Will, finish up your points. Start over with number one.
Well, number one is just the fact that, you know, we're concerned with what Putin said. You know, if we need to be concerned about any country dropping a nuke, I think it's America, because we're the only ones that have dropped bombs like that, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. America is unscrupulous. The second issue is I wrote an article called Obama Arming Terrorists, The Breakdown of Government Crime. And what I said in there was, is last year when he was going to arm the terrorists, they went in and they said that they were able to do it because there was like some manipulative language in the ability to arm terrorist organizations, yada, yada, yada. And I went in and I said under Title 18 USC Part 1, Chapter 113B, Section 2339, they can't do that no matter what. Nobody's even brought him up on charges for that. Second, Obamacare. My wife works for the federal government, okay, but she doesn't work. She's a contractor, and she works for a company that deals with medical benefits for the military, and she has health care with them. When Obamacare rolled out, her monthly payments every 2 weeks were $40 every 2 weeks. Now it's $300 every month. So
my dad's health care is doubled. Mine's doubling. It's all a giant screw job, but we're racist. You know, it doesn't matter. The bill gets bigger. Obama said it got smaller. So that's the truth.
If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. That was a fraud committed on the American people. I do not understand why a class action suit isn't promulgated by numerous citizens.
Because that's the thing about lawlessness. The border is wide open while they got armored vehicles driving up and down the street for us. Look, the government's gone, folks. It's not even a debate about are you anti-government, pro-government. It's not even a government. It's just a free-for-all screw job with a bunch of crazy bankers trying to start war with the Russians. I mean, it's just crazy town. Anything else?
I go back to the greatest story never told that I was talking about earlier. He actually kicked out a lot of the bankers because they were trying to implode Germany after World War One, and it was the bankers. And when I was watching that, it was 5 hours long, and I started listening and saying to myself, wait a minute. Everything that Alex talks about with regard to history is right on point. They are just repeating history, but because we are so dumbed down in the sense of our historical knowledge, right?
Well, see, it's more sophisticated than that. Certain robber baron elites went and tried to put Hitler in power, and then separately we can say that Hitler kicked out bankers, which you're saying is code for Jews. When I use the word banker, it's not code for Jews. It's more complex than that, that you've got combines of ancient Jewish families that have been banking and basically running pawn shops is where it all came from for about 3,000 years. And so the Jews didn't invent fractional reserve banking. Money changing has gone on all over the world. And I'm not defending some of the Jewish mafias that are out there that use political correctness to protect their operations. But, I mean, again, you get back to Hitler. I haven't seen the documentary you're talking about. People can, I guess, check it out for themselves. My point is these systems of evil can be deployed and used by anybody. It is true that Putin arrested a bunch of oligarchs, some of them Rothschild connected. So that's going on as well. But the Rothschild arm helped Hitler some, and then Hitler even killed some Rothschilds in France. So it's just a greedy, screwed-up system with a bunch of different special interests jumping in and grabbing. There are well-organized well, I'd call Jewish mafias that are involved in it, but there's other organized mafias as well. I think we depoliticize it when we call it mafias, because that's what it is. Because the average Jew out there, I'll assure you, has nothing to do with stuff like that that's going on. They're just as ignorant as the general public at large. But major points, very interesting. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Will the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me?
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Heresy!
From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex
thought
to
crime.
Be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. You've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
To read the comments on InfoWars.com. We're on your phone calls here in just a moment.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We posted a blurb of that Reuters article when it broke, but we went and found the actual video and added it to it at InfoWars.com with Putin basically saying, we have nuclear weapons, don't mess with us, a major escalation. And Robert commented 27 minutes ago, the West will stick Russia with pins and needles, but they will not attack. There will be no open war with Russia, between Russia and the West. The satanic banking cult, which runs the Western world, does not want to hand over a burned-out cinder of the planet to their god Lucifer. The satanic cult will slowly strangle Russia economically until the Russian people scream. The CIA will enter Russia. They will finance political dissidents. The dissidents will rally the economically pressured Russian people to Orange Revolution. The Orange Revolution will result in a political turnover, Putin replaced with a pre-selected Western allied leader. The new leader of Russia will lead the Russian people into the new freedom. And that new freedom will be a giant black hole with a smiley face painted on it. Ooh, I want to steal that term. The New World Order is a, like this is an Alex Jones quote, so I can take something and add to it. The New World Order is a giant black hole with a smiley face painted on it. It's not stealing if you openly say you're stealing. Robert, thank you so much for your points. And that black hole will be the New World Order. That's crazy. I was just scrolling through the comments and hadn't even read to the bottom yet, and then he made that point. I bet subconsciously I'd already read the line beneath it. And that's why I said that. I'm thinking, no, it ought to be the New World Order is a giant black hole with a smiley face painted on it. But he said it better. He said, it will be a giant black hole with a smiley face painted on it, and that black hole will be the New World Order. Well, I don't want to be racist and compare that to Obama, so I'll say a giant white hole. Because actually, they think a lot of black holes actually have all this light going into them, and before it goes past the event horizon, black holes are blazing with suns and with nebulas, and some of them are so big with galaxies being sucked in. So the New World Order and Obama is like a giant blazing white light. Stay away from the light, Carol Ann! Away from the light! It's a giant bug zapper flapping into it. I want my free health care! Like Obama phone lady. I want my Obama phone! I mean, it's just crazy. I want my free shots! I mean, how does anyone think anything the federal government wants to do is going to be good? Oh, man, we are in trouble. And they've got this huge industrial country fully under globalist control and can just get away with anything now. Except controlling themselves. See, the elite do have control almost over the whole world right now. A few countries they've got to get control of. But they're going to destroy themselves because of the arrogance. Urgent. Obama to interrupt weekend fundraising trip will return to D.C. over Putin and the nuke threat, basically. And then meanwhile, New York is on alert for ISIS attack. England has a super high alert. And they're saying terror chatter is up as 9/11 anniversary approaches. Terror chatter? ISIS, Al-Qaeda in Iraq is allowed to use Twitter and Facebook. And then when people said, why is that? They had an article in the Washington Post going, we need to know what they're up to. That's right. I post music that we've produced and that we own, and we get copyright strikes. We post a video showing none of the beheading but talking about it, and they block the video on our Prison Planet Live channel that gets millions of views a week. And that's just automated. So we can't decry ISIS and show no violence, but talk about how horrible they are. But ISIS can run around recruiting. And they're popping up at the White House. They're popping up in Ferguson. They send us threats. And we go, and it's like major sites. Totally globalist run. I mean, let me tell you something. I've had enough. Some guy with a turban and a big beard wants to cut my head off, buddy. I'm getting sick of it. And I'm really getting sick of how it's in the news today. And then I'm going to your calls. I'm going to cover this if we go to calls. That they're saying the number one terror threat is domestic groups, Al-Qaeda or any Muslim extremist is not listed in the new FBI yearly report. It doesn't exist now because it's a real threat running around with black flags, killing hundreds of thousands of Christians. and then they're going to let these nuts come in here who are killing non-radical Muslims everywhere as well and blow stuff up, and then they'll use the NSA, the armored vehicles, on the Tea Party, which is now admitted. I told you all these years ago this would happen. And now because of ISIS threats and the Russia thing, Obama has run back to the White House so that if there is an attack, it doesn't look like he was being lazy. Let me tell you, and I've warned you, when Obama goes off his vacation, you better watch out. Because something big's about to happen, and he's got to be there when they make the big announcement, like the fake Bin Laden raid. He went off vacation for that. Announced it on Sunday night to dominate the entire news cycle. They're getting ready to pull something big. Kissinger just rose his ugly head. I mean, it's just, these people are out of control. Look at Dianne Feinstein strutting around with him. I'll tell you what marks the globalist, I don't care if they're a Barack Obama or Al Gore or any of them, is the arrogance and the enjoyment of being in front of people. Let me tell you, I want to be fishing. I want to go visit Europe. I want to go spend time with my children. I want to oil paint. I do not want to be up here grandstanding. I don't get a thrill out of it. But I realize people go with big studios and sports jackets and people that look healthy, and so I'm going that direction just to get the message out and beat these people. But I never wanted to be on air. I wanted to be a land management rancher. I like to be outside. I like to shoot guns. But I've been forced to go up against the New World Order because they're so dangerous and because I will not be their slave. And I hope you share that vision with me to be free. Thank you for holding. Chris, and then Chris. Let's go to Chris in Georgia, then Chris in Indiana. Thank you for holding. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. The Oded-Yinon Agreement from 1982, Israel, bears out the fact that Israel was set up as an ethnic cleansing state from the beginning. Look at a map of 1948 Palestine, all of the land that was occupied by Palestinians, and look at it today. It's about
Listen, I agree with you that there's been a lot of ethnic battles going on there. Of the folks that went in, bombed stuff to overthrow the British government there. There was a vacuum with the Turkish Empire collapsing, the remnants of the old Ottoman Empire collapsing. And in that vacuum came folks that wanted their own state. They wanted it to be in Russia, in eastern southern Russia. But instead, they were exiled basically by the Nazis and by the communists, and sent down there, and the Rothschilds bankrolled it. So that's absolutely true. My point is, though, no one wants to talk about ISIS killing hundreds of thousands of Christians. It's like they don't matter. It's only Palestine. I mean, Egypt won't take the Palestinians. Jordan won't take them. So what I'm saying is, I'm not against the Palestinians. I'm just not lined up to obsess on Israel all day. I mean, I don't go to churches that harp on Israel and worship Israel. I mean, you talk about vomiting. Man, I'm sick of hearing about Israel. And I'm sick of how it's all one-dimensional, the debates about it, when it's so incredibly complex. Go ahead.
But the thing is, you keep missing something. For one thing, I've never heard you talk about Zionism. And Alex, you got a great show. I mean, I'm 57 years old. But
well, you know why I don't talk about Zionism? Because I work for Israel, man. I get a paycheck every day from Benjamin Netanyahu.
Come on, Alex. I'm not going like that.
Listen, I don't care. I mean, I'm going to explain something to you. It's like an allergic response. I've been attacked by the federal Nazis and the globalists and all these groups so much and claim that I'm a shill of Israel that I don't care. You understand? I don't like a lot of stuff Israel does. The people that attack Israel want to blow it up literally hate me and are usually socialists and hate the fact that I own guns. So what I'm getting at here is I'm not involved in it. I'm sad that a couple thousand Palestinians died, okay? I really do. I like, you know, families and little kids and people. You have to understand, though, I'm even more concerned about over 100,000 non-radical Muslims and over 200,000+ Christians murdered by the precious little jihadis that when I criticize Al-Qaeda, I have leftists sending me threatening emails going, they're part of a revolution as well. You Jew, blah, blah, blah. We want to kill your family. I am sick of it. I'm not Jewish, but I'm not going to run from that label. So I am Jewish is my point. I am Jewish. I work for the Rothschilds. Use those clips, okay? I don't care. Take them out of context. Of course, I'm not Jewish. I don't work for the Rothschilds. Never got a red cent from Israel. It's all lies. So what I'm telling you is the cause celeb, the thing I'm told to obsess about, Israel all day, isn't happening. I'll come back to you and let you finish and go to other callers. I don't want to cut you short. It's like when people call me, it's the same thing with the Vatican bashers. I criticize the Vatican all day. I made a film about Israel attacking the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt and start a war. And the Jew bashers said it was a whitewash for Israel. Well, I don't make films like that to impress the Nazis and show them how cool I am. I make films about false flags because I have integrity. Okay? I expose Israel selling prisoners' organs and stuff because it's wrong not to kiss your butt.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Block It Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Look, I shouldn't have gone off on Chris from Georgia. I should let him make his point and then go to Chris in Indiana. and Habu and everybody else. Here's the issue. I have integrity. I cover real news. I try to tell the truth. I make mistakes sometimes. And people perseverate on Israel. We'll have an article about dollar devaluation or an article about NSA surveillance or an article about Governor Rick Perry can't own guns now because he's been indicted. And like half the comments sometimes, and we can go check, a lot of them is the same person posing as like five people, are crazily going, Jew, 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 Jew. And I mean, it's after a point, if it was the most beautiful song in the world after I'd heard it 50,000 times, I'd vomit if I heard it again. And I think it's some type of cognitive infiltration thing, because I know Cass Sunstein talked about that, putting things out so much that then people just get turned off by it, like almost like inoculating people against it, where there can be no real debate going on because everything's so polarized. And I always ask people when they call and they go, what about Israel? What about Zionists? I go, okay, yeah, I think Israel's doing some pretty bad things. But it's in the face of people saying, we're going to kill all of you, too. And I understand you can say, well, Israel came in and blew up people and killed them and drove them out. Well, that did go on. It's just that I don't have a dog in that fight. And compared to tens of thousands of Libyans every few months being killed by al-Qaeda forces our government put in, or Netanyahu saying, yeah, I kind of like what ISIS is doing. And that was in the Jerusalem Post, that let's let ISIS operate. That's very immoral to say it'll destabilize the Arabs and our enemies. Let's be for it. Assad was doing nothing. Iraq. That's because Israel's secretly allied with Saudi Arabia, folks. That's how you go after Benjamin Netanyahu, who I don't have some personal hatred for. I have reasoned research where no one in Israel should support Benjamin Netanyahu or Obama or anybody else when they are tacitly protecting al-Qaeda. That's why they're being bombed now, because people turned against it in Israel and the U.S. You don't get Israel to listen to what you're saying, screaming about how Jews secretly drink people's blood at midnight. I mean, it's just, it's meant to balkanize people. It's divide and conquer. It's really that simple. And I have had no group lie about me more than the self-righteous Israel haters. And it's like a bullying on our website. Bash Israel, attack Israel, go after Israel. And then one of our writers will write something critical of Israel, and they'll just swarm in, oh, you Jew lovers, you're trying to cover up. We're going to kill you, too, when we take over. And, I mean, I don't want to be associated with that. That's not who I am. I'm not obsessed with Israel. I don't want war with Russia. I don't want war with China. I want free market. I want prosperity. I want to hang around with people that have cool ideas and are inventors, and I don't care what color they are. But see, everything's dumbed down to this stuff. So you would think Israel and the 2,000 Palestinians and the 100 or whatever Israelis that just died is the center of the universe. And it's almost, it's not almost, in the Christian Zionist circles, it is. Israel worship. And even if you hate something but obsess on it, you're worshiping it. That's why I don't even like bashing the New World Order, because I want to transcend them with just ideas that are so good for freedom and prosperity that people just leave this system, it will fall. But when you put names on it, like it's the Jews, or it's the Catholics, or it's the Masons, or it's the, there's diverse people in all those groups, or it's the Russians, or it's the Muslims, you then allow these political leaders to be kingpins over each political subdivision. And they don't want the political subdivisions to be about where there's more freedom, where there's more prosperity, where there's smarter people. Everybody migrates that. They want it to be about, we're raising your taxes because the neighbor's an enemy. We want to kill them. And really, the president's just making money off of a defense stock they own. I've never, and I'm going to go to break and come back with the calls. I promise I'll get to all of you. You've been holding forever. It's just that these are heavy subjects being brought up. People aren't stupid. They've been taught how to be dumb and think real one-dimensional. And I'm trying to get people to think outside the box. It doesn't even mean I've got all the answers. It's just that people call and they go, yeah, what do you think about the Vatican, Alex? Let's talk about that. and I do talk about the Vatican when it calls for world government or says space aliens are real or, you know, calls for a European Union expansion. I mean, I do. Well, why don't you talk about the Federal Reserve being private? Well, I do. It's like this little mental game where, well, why didn't you cover Bill Gates and eugenics? It's like, what? I don't want to make it about me. You can call in and talk about Zionism if you want. It doesn't need to start with, why don't you talk about it? Why don't I talk about it? Man, I am. I heard this record.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Senate TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Larry Klayman, the former head of Judicial Watch, is going to join us talking about the IRS persecution, but also a new Judicial Watch report. Fed's bulletin describes threat of imminent terrorist attack on the southern border. Yeah, and Obama will use that then to totally federalize it and conduit even more people in, claiming he's trying to stop terrorists. I mean, ISIS is operating in this country. They're all over the place. We've gone from this 13-year war to eradicate al-Qaeda to it's bigger and stronger than ever because the criminals running our government gave them the weapons. But no one wants to talk about radical Islam that's now being turned loose to create the clash of civilizations that will crush the majority of non-radical Muslims. That's the plan, along with the West. the globalists will play us off against each other like the two Siamese fighting fish in From Russia with Love. Remember that clip? Got to cue that back up. You can see the setup. We got to have the NSA. We got to have all the sea terrorists. Yeah, terrorists you protected. It's so transparent. But you would think all that exists in the world. Here's what I'm sick of. And the Israel bashers are probably two or three times what the Catholic bashers are. But I've noticed a lot of times it's the pro-Israel folks that are trying to make it a conspiracy about the Vatican. And then some of the Vatican people try to make it about Israel. So there's an old fight going on there, Catholic and Jews. Well, I'm neither. I was brought up a Protestant. I'm a Christian. I just have a relationship with Christ. And I just understand the sociology, the anthropology. And I'm just sick of opening up an article about Rick Perry can't buy guns, and it's just Jew, Jew, Jew. Alex is a Jew, 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 Jew. Can you imagine how I feel when the people that hate Israel are so mindless and horrible on average? How do you think that makes people that want to legitimately criticize the Israeli lobby, who I do not like foreign lobbies, messing with our government? I have real issues with Israel messing with our sovereignty, doing things like that. I have major issues with espionage, just like I do with the communist Chinese or others. But those are legitimate articles we put out that really do. Like, well, why is Israel's government tacitly supporting IS? Well, why? And I don't put that out to attack Israel. I put it out for sanity's sake. And what's going on? Why is our government starting war with Russia? A man of many perversions, federal cybersecurity head convicted of child porn charges. The following story is a warning to why centralized power is so dangerous. I mean, all the time they're busting high-level Homeland Security people, they're child molesters. The mid-level and low-level, they really never do because they're not. It's those key controller-level people that the globalists don't put in. You know, here's what I'm getting at. I've studied what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole. There are WASP mafias and Chinese triad mafias and Japanese mafias and Russian mafias and German mafias and Irish mafias and Mexican mafias and Brazilian mafias and Protestant mafias and Catholic mafias. Humans organize into gangs. Police are the biggest street gang out there. Is it a good gang or a bad gang? Well, that depends on who runs the police, doesn't it? That's the thing about anarchy. If there wasn't a big gang in town, there'd be some other big gang in town. See, this is human nature. So it better be our big gang that's honorable and has chivalry, not somebody else's gang that's based on predatory activity. That's what it comes down to. And so I am for a fraternity of liberty that transcends race, religion, creed, you name it, where you have you don't aggress against people that haven't aggressed against you. You believe in property. You believe in sovereignty. You believe in rights. As long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, that builds wealth. That builds starships. That builds the future. I just really have goodwill towards everybody. I just really want to win. I want you to win. I get satisfied by prosperity. I just feel so good that I have some friends and people that I know I could go to jail for 10 years and give them $1 million and get out of jail in 10 years, and they would fight to keep that money and it would not cheat me. That's what value is. And it's not just that they would, you know, or Colonel Travis giving, you know, his son to my mom's family to raise because they were known as the most honorable people in Texas and had started a revolution and been the treasurer until he stepped down because he didn't want to be involved in it. Heirs. It's not just that Colonel Travis would trust my family. And that's just a small microcosm example. It is the trusting. It is the honorableness. That is my value. That is my wealth. That is who I am. That is my family name. I thought growing up everybody was like my family. Straight and strong and honorable and hardworking and tough. I didn't know that a lot of people weren't like that. You understand that? And that's why I don't like people claiming I'm a Russian agent. Major media figures. I could sue them. I could win. MSNBC saying I'm behind the Boston bombing and deeply racist. When I was younger, if somebody said that in my face, I'd break their nose. I'm sick of people making stuff up like it's reality. And it's not that it even hurts me. It's that you're so dishonorable and so pathetic that it makes me want to throw up. I'm mad at you because you're such cowards. I'm mad at you because you're so weak. And it makes me see how weak I am. I know how weak I am. I want to be strong. I want to be a winner. I want to find the lever to turn things around. I want to turn the tide. I want to win. Because it's about my children. And I'll tell you something else. I can feel my ancestors. The giant genetic variety of everything they strove to do and those genetic memories. And this morning I was driving to work and I was just literally just basking in the instincts and the memories and just all of them and how strong they were. And the good, the bad, and the ugly. It was just like, my God, this is incredible. Consciousness on this planet. And the people that merged over and over again to bring me to this point, I just want to get the ball across the line for humanity and not run around about blacks or Mexicans or Jews or Catholics or this or that. Just come together for freedom no matter what color you are, and the enemy will vaporize. The enemy could be black, it could be Jewish, it could be German, it could be Chinese. It's people that manipulate and want control and are haters and want to hurt people. The only people I want to hurt is them. And that's why they're always stirring stuff up, because they know they can get good people to do bad things once they started wars. It's important to look past who they're trying to get us to start a war with and look at who's starting the war. I am sick. It'd be like watching a kid, a mean kid to a new kid that comes to school, go, hey, shake my hand. They pull their hand back. Or, hey, you got something on your shirt, then do it to your nose. My kids did that to me once, and I was just like, why do you look so angry? I said, because that's something people do to be mean and to say I'm unfaithful and to take someone's goodwill and like opening a door for a lady and then tripping her down the stairs. I had a newspaper reporter one time when my wife was pregnant with our first child who'd stalked me and harassed me and lied about me show up at a movie theater for a premiere of a film that I'd been invited to. And there was Quentin Tarantino there looking at me hatefully in the crowd and the rest of it. And I never told the story before. And we walk up to those big, giant stairs at the old Ritz, is what it was called, Alamo, the original Alamo, Sal Nationwide. And that guy sat there and tried to trip my wife down the stairs and laughed. And I looked, and they had the other newspaper reporter there with a pad that I was about to physically attack him. And she walked up. She said, how dare you not break that guy's neck? And I said, you didn't fall. I caught you. That was a setup. Let me tell you. That reporter is a nobody piece of crap loser. Excuse my French. But I'll tell you something about him. He doesn't work for Black Ops. He doesn't work for the CIA. He doesn't need to be taught dirty tricks. It's a spirit of evil. A spirit of jealousy. And I'm not going to be part of it. So that's what it comes down to. It's that men without honor tell men of honor that they're a fraud. No, I'm not a fraud. I am wicked in my flesh, but my heart is good. And I, by all yardsticks, am a very moral person. And I try to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And that's why I'm sick of the dumbing down out there, the mindlessness of all of this, okay? I'm not a Russian agent. I'm not an Israeli agent. I'm not a Catholic agent. I'm not a white supremacist agent. I'm not any of these things. I'm an agent of liberty. I'm an agent of freedom. I'm an agent of justice. I'm somebody that wants to uphold my family name, not because it's some cheesy old saying, but now as a man, I know what that means. It means I come from good people, and I'm going to die a good person. And it doesn't matter what they put in the newspaper or what they make up about me. I know I love God, and I know I want justice, and that's what matters. And that's why evil men hate me, because all those that love death hate God. And if we love God, they hate us. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Chris, go ahead and tell us about the Zionist. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm not accusing you of being working for the Zionist or anything. I don't know why you do what you do.
Can you get off the headset so we can hear you, or I'll be accused of censoring you? Just can you get off the headset?
No, I'm off. I've got 2 seconds to get off the highway. I started driving again. I thought I was cut off. I'm not accusing you of being a Zionist. I don't know why you do what you do. I just think that there's some missing. You're missing something. Maybe you don't know. Israel was set up from the beginning as a state to ethnic cleanse the Palestinians out of there. I mean, that's just basic fact.
Yeah, and there are people moving into areas, colonizing it, and kicking the natives out everywhere. And I'm not saying that's good, but no one cares when the UN lines up 3,000 or 4,000 Africans in the Congo for a UN treaty and shoots them and burns down their village for a carbon sink.
Well, Jews didn't do that.
I mean, what I'm saying is that, no, do you understand 2,000 Palestinians being killed is terrible? Do you get hundreds of thousands of Christians being killed by the precious Muslim extremists?
I understand that there are priorities. I mean, there's other things going on in the world. I'm not that unsophisticated.
Exactly. We got Putin basically threatening nuclear war.
I'm going to be talking about Israel. That's the subject I called in on.
No, I know. I saw it up there. I saw it said Zionist, and I went to you. We don't screen your calls unless it's on a specific topic.
There's a YouTube. I can't think of the title of it. It shows just about every Israeli leader since Golda Meir and Ariel Sharon, all of them, with quotes of the things that they say about Palestinians. You think of the worst KKK rhetoric against black people in this country.
Now, I will say this. There is a double standard in political correctness, and political correctness is used to control. That's why Al Sharpton's allowed to say whatever he wants. No, I get it. Israel has laws that you can't marry someone who's Jewish if you're there working in the country. And I don't say that to bash Israel, but they've got laws that haven't been in this country for 100 years. I understand that. So, I mean, you understand, I made a film about false flag. I mean, actually made two that cover the USS Liberty, which was a false flag. But it was a false flag because governments play dirty and do that, not because it was Jews. See, it's mental illness to say evil people are only Jewish. If people want to criticize bad stuff Israel's done, that's fine. We should. But it's like saying only a white cop or only a black cop can be racist. It's just not. People are people, is what I'm saying. On average, Jews, and they got medical studies on this, have very high IQs. And you can say, well, the IQs test are cultural or whatever. Sure, whatever. But proof is in the pudding. You've got Northern Europeans that have extremely, just ultra high IQs. You've got Japanese on average have very high IQs, but it's all like Olympic athletes. Like there's more Kenyan runners. You're only talking about like a few percentage points better than somebody from somewhere else. I mean, all these points are very, very close to each other. It's just in the averages, though, it's a very complex issue. So people don't like folks that have been successful. Like I have built this operation on my own with the help of the listeners, grassroots. That's why it's done really good in some ways, really bad in others, because it truly is grassroots. But we don't get the credit for that. People just say, oh, it was all paid for. It was all blah, 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 because they can't imagine someone else being successful. So I would encourage people that want to criticize Israel, I would do it from a serious perspective and really look at it. And if you're going to cover Israeli atrocities, cover Palestinian atrocities. I mean, the stuff the Palestinians do, dragging each other around behind motorcycles and running over people, it's just a bunch of tribal butchery. And the Israelis are in a big tribal war. It's all a bunch of primitive baloney with the technocrats behind the scenes pushing the buttons. I'm really ranting. I'm sorry. Chris in Indiana, then we'll go to Bruce and others. Go ahead, Chris.
Yep. I'm here from FEMA Region 5 in South Bend, Indiana, former state of Indiana. I make it a point of honor to listen to your entire show every day, Alex.
Thanks for putting up with me, brother.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say the clearly filtered water pitcher, it's in my fridge right now. It's amazing how water tastes without all the poisonous fluoride.
Yeah, it's not supposed to taste like kerosene.
Yeah. Well, look, I am mad as hell and sick of these right-wing Republicans who think that they are anti-establishment. And you know the type that religiously listen to people like Limbaugh, Hannity, Lars Larson. I mean, these people are even worse than Obama supporters, if you ask me. I mean, what good is being pro-gun if you worship the police state in all of these wars?
I agree. You know what I mean? No, it's like the Democrats have their segment of evils, Republicans have. It's the neocons. It's the fake conservatives. The Republicans helped write with Ezekiel Emanuel the health care bill. I mean, they should all be impeached. Why hasn't Obama been impeached? Or, okay, let's not impeach him then, fine. Why hasn't Obamacare been repealed? Because the establishment wants it. Why hasn't Obama gotten in trouble for opening the borders? Because the rich Republicans want it. They want to drive down wages. They want to exploit people. They have bad will. Good point. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, these are the type of people that justify the checkpoints, body scanners, vaccines, the drug war, international conflicts, tax money going to the military-industrial complex who purposely make too many bullets, bombs, and armored vehicles and then give it to local police to use, and then they get all riled up. And they get these people to be afraid of Al-Qaeda to justify the police state. And I tell these people that think they're anti-establishment, I'm like, look, this is what being a real libertarian is. Everything positive from both parties and throw out everything negative from both parties. It might be an overgeneralization, but...
Here's what mainline conservatives think. They think they're part of the establishment. They think the armored vehicles are for black people. And that's why they first use it on black people as the rollout for America when it's really pointed at the Tea Party and old white guys. I mean, that's what's happening.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, let's to do Overdrive to get to all your calls. Next up is Haboob. And we're going to talk to Anthony. And we're going to talk to Bruce and others. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pray for peace with this Russia situation. Both our countries are run by pretty corrupt folks. But Russia is not starting this, and our media is trying to whip something up, and it's very dangerous with Putin now threatening, you know, hey, we got nuclear weapons. Knock it off. And we had former top CIA analysts Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush's favorite briefer. Favorite briefer. That's in mainstream news. Telling you exactly what I'm telling you. I mean, there's no other way to slice this, how dangerous it is, how out of control it is. I mean, and again, I don't like what happens to the Palestinians on many fronts. It's a very sad situation. I don't like what happens, you know, as well to innocent Israelis, because I don't hate them. I don't hate either side. I am concerned about nuclear war. I am concerned about the globalist funding radical Islam to demonize mainline Islam to then basically bully Muslims into either joining radical ranks or being killed. And that's being done so the globalists can then wage war against all those countries. It's such an evil plan, such an evil setup. Habu in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. Apologize for having you hold that long. What's on your mind?
No apologies from you, but thank you all the same for the opportunity. Just three quick points. One about Ukraine. Your perception is correct that Russia is beginning to harden its stance. This statement, combined with, you know, they with the food convoys, they went into Ukraine, didn't wait for their permission after waiting for such a long time. So they are and also it, from news accounts from outside the mainstream media, I had heard recently this week that some of the separatists had routed Ukrainian troops. So.
That's now admitted. That was coming out 2 weeks ago, but wasn't confirmed. It's now admitted.
Good. It's about time that Kiev gets a bloody nose, and you know the whole notion of what Putin said about yes, we are nuclear armed. You know, Russia has been very measured in what it has said. Unlike Washington, which has gone on, you know, blathering its rhetoric. But so often we've heard American presidents, and as I remember from Bush 41, you know, with that familiar refrain, all options are on the table, you know. It's the same thing, but Russia has said it in a very, very diplomatic way. The second thing is, you know, the ISIS thing. This is also part of the whole, you know, meant to create more confusion in the minds of people. And a suggestion to you, and you brought him on, I wish you'd bring a General Hamid Gul of ISI, because he would have very keen insights into, you know, the Pakistani
component. I agree. Let's try to ask General Gul to come on sometime next week. It's just the middle of the night over there when we're on. So offer the general for us to tape it later in the day so it can be in the morning. But we should get him on.
Yeah, and the last part is that, you know, I think that there is a really concerted effort by the West, I believe in this case, to gin up the rhetoric, whether it's in Ukraine or ISIS, and now with Britain going on this terror alert, it's just to, you know, really put people into a frenzy of fear. I haven't seen an occasion like this where so many even educated people are so confused about the goings-on in Ukraine, who's on the right side, but especially in Iraq, Syria. So
this is what a disinformation campaign looks like, where everything's just so confused, fog of war. The globalists are planning something big. You can see them moving on all fronts. It's like they don't care what we know. Yeah, I got a bad feeling, folks. I hear you, Habu. It's serious. We'll be back with a few more calls. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.